Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Future Heart Risks Assessed with Kids' Cholesterol Test. Researchers have begun to take a serious look at the long-term health consequences of children's inactivity by using cholesterol levels as a window into these youngsters' futures. Obesity, inactivity, and cholesterol are closely linked, experts report. Results from the latest National Health and Nutrition Examination survey finds that 17% of U.S. teens are overweight. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, says that just 1 in 4 high school students packs enough physical activity into their day, and 12% get little or no daily exercise. So measuring kids' cholesterol in a really detailed way may make sense. Dr. Ian Janssen says there is growing scientific evidence that cholesterol levels in childhood and adolescence have an effect on the development of plaque in the arteries. This is a clear indication of cardiovascular disease risk. Dr. Janssen says there is also strong evidence that children and youth with high cholesterol will continue to have high cholesterol in adulthood. Thus, treatment and prevention efforts should start early. Using data from the survey on more than 6,000 children ages 12 to 20, Dr. Janssen developed age and gender-specific reference points for total cholesterol, LDL, or bad cholesterol, HDL, or good cholesterol, and triglyceride fat levels. The new tables, published last year in the journal Circulation, take into account fluctuations in cholesterol and fat that occur as a child matures. The new reference data are meant to improve upon current guidelines published by the National Cholesterol Education Program, which don't account for age-related fluctuations. Still, Dr. Janssen admits that the guidelines haven't yet been routinely adapted into clinical care settings in the U.S. Dr. Mark Jacobson says the approach is complicated, because instead of just having one number, 4 graphs are needed, and then they are plotted out by age. The challenge, then, is to make sense of that information, he explains. A change in the LDL cholesterol could be a result of treatment or of advancing puberty. Currently, the federal government recommends cholesterol screening for children and teens with at least one parent with high cholesterol or a family history of early heart disease. Dr. Janssen says high-risk adolescents should be screened every year or two. A high-risk adolescent would be one who's had a parent or grandparent with premature cardiovascular disease or high cholesterol, or a teen with other risk factors. Other risk factors, such as high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, or smoking, also would trigger cholesterol testing in doctor's offices. The issue is destined to garner greater attention when a panel of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute updates guidelines on cholesterol screening in children and teens in the near future. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.